You are listening to Live with Thrive, an interactive conversation with host Stephanie Hale of Thrive in Southern New Mexico. Stephanie will be showcasing nonprofit agencies and business leaders that help support the community through Thrive, as well as discussing upcoming events and local news. Catch the Live with Thrive show every second Tuesday of the month on KHII Active Radio, 88.9 Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 Ruidoso.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Stephanie Hale. You are listening to Live with Thrive. It is 10:04, Tuesday, August 10. Can't believe I got the date and the day right. I always say Wednesday. I don't know why. Maybe I haven't had enough coffee. Thank you all for listening today. I'm so excited. I feel like I'm on vacation. I'm sitting on the other side of the board today, and Mike is in here with me, and we're just going to thrive it up today.
There you go.
I've got so much to share about our wonderful community and our wonderful organization. The community has just really supported us over the last several years, and it never ceases to amaze me that they continue to just push us up and up and up. I'm so excited. I want to share, I want to first off state that we just lost someone from our organization's family in the last week or so. Mr. Cliff McDonald has gone home to be with the Lord. And I have to say that he was a huge influence and leader of our organization back when it first started in Otero County. And we wish his wife and family and friends love and prayers during this difficult time. But what a leader, what a great guy. I'm so blessed to have gotten to know him a little bit. So I want to also kind of turn it a little bit and talk about this past weekend, Mike. You were there with me.
Yeah, we had fun.
Oh my gosh, we always have fun. You know that.
Oh yes, we did.
We had our annual Stuff the Bus campaign on Friday and Saturday at the Walmart Supercenter in Alamogordo. And let me tell you, Friday, first of all, we knew we had planned it for about a week. I knew that my friend and business partner from PNM, Bruce Ashburn, came down from Silver City. He is the representative for PNM over the southern part of the state.
Right.
And he arrived, and he actually ended up staying the whole afternoon with us. But PNM was so generous to give us a wonderful, sizable donation towards our Stuff the Bus and Teacher Appreciation Project of $6,000.
Wow, that was something.
I mean, what a thrill! I was, I mean, just thinking about it, I get chills. What an awesome, amazing thing that the folks at PNM, man, they're so supportive. They always have been. You know, back when Miss Mary Parra, who's actually on our board, by the way, she's on the Thrive board. She really set up a really good relationship amongst our organization and PNM, and that's just carried through with Bruce.
Right.
And we're very, very appreciative. Like I said, Bruce hung out with us all afternoon, had a good time. He was part of the family at that point. By the time he left, he left us with some awesome information as well, which I'd like to share. I know you've been talking about it. I heard you this morning talking about it, that PNM is going to start cutting off power if your bill is not paid in full. So if you are needing help with your electric bill, disconnections will resume as soon as August 12th. That's Thursday of this week.
Right. Yeah, that's the day after tomorrow.
Yeah. So I know there's a lot of people that are still in need of assistance. You need to contact PNM. PNM can be contacted at 855-364-2950. They are able to help you if you need it.
Yeah, they've got a lot of programs in place to help out with that, to help pay off that past due or to help with it.
Mm-hmm.
Organizations like the State of New Mexico Emergency Renters Assistance Program, the PNM COVID-19 Customer Relief Fund, the PNM Good Neighbor Fund, the State of New Mexico Emergency Renters and Assistance Program, the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, and more. Some programs can be combined to maximize the amount of help you receive. So what you got to do, because those cutoffs will start taking effect day after tomorrow, so they need to get a hold of PNM today or tomorrow. Those phone lines will be open at 855-364-2950, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., or you can go to pnm.com/help and get signed up for that. Now, if you can't get it all paid off, they will accept payment plans, you know, where it'll help to bring that down, and so they'll work with you on all of that. They understand how it happened, and they want to move forward with you and want to keep you with electricity, but it's up to you to take that step to contact PNM and get that necessary help. And as far as Bruce goes, he's in the wrong business. Man's got a set of pipes. He should be in radio.
I know, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, really.
Oh, we had such a great time, and I want to thank everybody that came out and made a donation or just stopped to say hello.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we raised over nearly $12,000.
Yeah, you had another donation that came in that same day that Bruce came in.
Yes, we had another $5,000 mm-hmm. donation, and then we had just multiple donations of school supplies.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank Holloman Air Force Base. They had a school supply drive out there for their school.
Yeah.
And they had leftovers.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine how many school supplies that must have been.
Yeah.
To have leftovers.
Really?
And they brought us 3 or 4 huge boxes just packed full of additional school supplies. Now, all of these school supplies are going to all of the teachers in the public schools in Otero County. That's going to include Cloudcroft, Tularosa, and Alamogordo. The Hyrolls School is part of the Alamogordo Public School System, so they'll be getting some too. So all the teachers are going to get school supplies, and then with the monetary donations, we will be purchasing additional items that the teachers may need. So it's just unbelievable what this community did.
I am
so floored. I called Bob. Well, you had stopped by, I think, on Friday when we were tearing down. But I called Bob on that evening when we were done. I was just so emotional. It was just the most amazing Stuff the Bus event, school supply drive that we've had.
Right.
And I was overwhelmed with the humbleness of this community, the hearts of these folks. I mean, even people that were coming up and donating supplies, you know, they didn't have much in their carts.
Mm-hmm.
They may not have a big salary and have a lot of money to spend on that. Some of them donated a couple of notebooks and a box of pencils. But I'm telling you, that goes so far.
Yeah. Well, I remember the one young lady, she's in the nursing program out here. She's working to pay her way through that.
I remember her. Mm-hmm.
And she's doing everything she can. And she even took a few bucks and bought some school supplies and donated them. What a heart of generosity that is.
And take that times another 35 people or so. I mean, it was just so amazing, and I'm not exaggerating when I say it was a very moving weekend, and I'm very proud of our community and the folks that help support each other. It's just amazing. And
now, Saturday you were set I thought you were set up with the football team, the Alamogordo Tiger football team, at the doors. Did that happen?
It did not.
Oh, bummer.
It did not. I think because school had just started, there was a lot going on, and they weren't
probably
present.
Practices on
Saturday.
Oh,
I'm sure they were.
Yeah.
But regardless, we still had a very successful event. And, you know, it is what it is. I'm so grateful, again, on behalf of Thrive, for the success. You know, it's a good transition. We're coming out of the Stuff the Bus, we are transitioning into the Teacher Appreciation Project, which we call TAP for short. Mm-hmm. And so going forward, we're going to focus on the Teacher Appreciation Project because we have so many civic organizations and churches in the community that do school supply drives and hand out backpacks. So a lot of the children in the communities are getting what they need for school, mm-hmm. the tools for school. So we sat back at Thrive and thought, what could we do to step up our game and help the teachers? And my thought was, you know, teachers always spend so much out of their own pockets to fill up their classroom with the tools they need. They right. go into their pockets and help mm-hmm. the students. They adopt a student sort of to yeah. get the tools that they need when right. the families can't afford that. So I thought, how can we help supplement those teachers right. with the tools that they need? So that's where the TAP came in. Mm-hmm. And this is such a great kickoff for that. And I'm just so thrilled that we are going to be able to help supplement that starting with this school year.
And I think a lot of people don't really realize that a lot of teachers will dip into their own pockets to buy notebooks and paper and pens and
tons
of this stuff. And so now they have those on standby to where they don't have to reach in their pocket. Right. They just got to reach in their desk, pull it out, and help some kids out.
And we also got, I don't know how many cases of Kleenex, facial tissues.
Yeah.
We got bags of masks. Mm-hmm. We got hand sanitizers and mm-hmm. Clorox wipes. And mm-hmm. I mean, all of these things that they're probably going to need being back in the classroom, you know. And then some of these teachers, they also like to put information up on their bulletin boards for the kids. And mm-hmm. and that stuff gets expensive, man.
Yes,
it does. That crafty bulletin board border and construction paper. We got lots of construction paper and glue. Oh, my gosh. We got all kinds of glue, sticks, clear, Elmer. You know, I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't even gone through half the stuff because I was just more concerned about finding a place to put it in our office. But we did, and it's taking up half of our storage closet, which is such a cool feeling.
Yeah.
It's sitting there next to the coats that we're already receiving for Coats for Kids. So, I mean, it's just amazing. Again, I cannot go – I could go on and on about how wonderful this weekend was. But I do want to shift over to the beginning of last week, and you were present, we had our agency fair, our nonprofit agency fair.
Yeah.
Now, this all started when Gerald Champion Regional Medical Center, they are one of our largest employers in Otero County, mm-hmm. and they like to have an agency fair for their employees. They have over 1,000 employees.
Right.
And so they want the Thrive partner agencies to be present so that their employees can come by and learn what it is they provide to the community.
Right.
So this year, since they have that beautiful new event space, we decided that we would open it up to the public. And we did get quite a few mm-hmm. folks coming in and out from the public, as well as the Gerald Champion employees. And man, was it fun. We had every agency represented there, every Thrive Partner Agency, which is a nonprofit agency that has a program or two mm-hmm. that is funded through the donations of the community from Thrive. So it was really cool. I mean, it was a packed house. We gave away some amazing door prizes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, somebody had cookies, somebody had chocolate. I mean, there were giveaways, raffles, there was astronaut ice cream. I mean, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was kind of fun when Gerald Champion brought out the lunch for the agencies and the people there. And of course, then I saw this with, you know, Cloudcroft Senior Center had cookies, Alamogordo Senior Center had cookies, the Cloudcroft Summer School Program had the astronaut ice cream,
right.
Sacramento Mountain Senior Services, they had some, I forgot what they had, But they had some type of dessert.
They had something that we could munch on. So Mike and I were going around to each mm-hmm. booth and taste testing to make sure yeah. everything was okay.
Yeah. 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 The cookies were safe. And then Tularosa, they had a bunch of chocolate. So I get up there and announce, Gerald Champion brought you some great sandwich wraps and everything. And if you want dessert, go to Alamogordo Senior Center, Cloudcroft Senior Center, Cloudcroft Schools, and Tularosa Senior Center. They got all the dessert you can imagine. So I got a big laugh out of that. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
But it was a lot of fun there. We were able to get around and interview every one of yeah. the agencies and get the word out to the public about who these people are and what they do. And they really enjoyed going on the air with us.
I know. It was amazing. I know Big Brothers Big Sisters gave away some amazing items.
Man,
and
yeah.
That astronaut ice cream. Did you taste that?
Yeah.
I did too. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
It was pretty good.
It was.
I've always been a space nerd, so
yeah.
it was that coupled with, you know, a sweet treat was pretty divine.
Yeah. Well, I had about a half a dozen cookies from
I had 10 cookies. I counted.
And then I went over and had about 4 candy bars from Tularosa. And then, but I can't remember. I think they had candy too. Sacramento Mountain.
They did. They always bring little mints or chocolates or something. They always have a treat.
So, you know, I mean, it was like, and then I had this astronaut ice cream, so I had plenty of dessert. And then I realized I didn't eat a sandwich, so.
Yeah, Gerald Champion provided these little sandwich wraps. Those were pretty good, too.
Yeah, absolutely they were. So we got through the agency fair, then we got through Big Brother, the bus, and now you've got coming up a really great event that really benefits people in this community.
Yeah, we have our annual Day of Caring. This is our 30th annual Day of Caring.
Wow.
30 years we've been doing this. It's been, I think, 19 years that we've partnered with Holloman Air Force Base.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is we get usually around 200 volunteers mm-hmm. to come in from Holloman, active men and women,
mm-hmm.
and they go out to predetermined job sites, which are residents that own a home that need help with basic household chores or outdoor chores, rather, during this unsure time.
We're cleaning up, mowing, raking, painting, things
trimming
like that.
Trees, trimming pulling trees. Weeds.
Yeah.
I mean, we have this year a little over 50 projects, and we are we're getting there to max with our volunteers. We are still looking for volunteers. If anyone is interested, you can certainly go onto the Thrive website and mm-hmm. print out an application and get that to us. But and our website, by the way, is letsthrivenm.org. So we have some amazing volunteers this year. It's funny because I always joke, I hope, you know, here comes Day of Caring time to start prepping and planning, because it takes a good 6 months
mm-hmm.
to start planning. So we're coming up at the tail end of it. But every year I get a different point of contact from Holloman.
Right.
And so I have to go through and train them and then train all of the zone leaders, if you will. We break out the county into different zones.
Mm-hmm.
We train them, and then they in turn explain to the volunteers what is needed. So this year we've got a really great team. I mean we had a really great team last year, and of course, you know, with their busy active schedules, they get moved to other parts of the world, and then we have to start over. You know not everybody stays here forever.
Yeah.
So but we really have a great team in place, a great leadership in place, and they are actually out doing site visits at all of the projects. And I think they wrapped that up this past weekend, if not this coming weekend. And we get all of everything in line, how many volunteers, what tools are needed, and then the day, the actual day of the event, which is September 10th this year, which is the Friday, the volunteers will be assigned to go to their specific locations and start at 7:30, 8 o'clock, and they'll be done by noon.
Yeah.
So then they can go out and enjoy the balloon festival in the evening with the music and all of that. So, it's extremely exciting to see. We get a lot of people that do it every year. There are some businesses in town that send their employees as a team and and go and help. We are providing a box lunch in a drive-through format like we did last year, and that will be provided by Gerald Champion. And it's just a lot of fun. I know you're going to be out there talking to the volunteers at the different some of the different residences. That's always exciting to hear, because everyone has a reason for helping, and they are so generous with their time, and they like to explain that. You know, I remember when my mother or my grandmother needed help or whatever, and they'll share those stories with you, and it's just really amazing.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. So day caring coming up September 10th, and then that night, White Sands Balloon and Music Festival. That'll be a good time.
Oh yeah,
no doubt about it.
Busy weekend.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's take a little bit of a music break, then we'll come back and we'll talk about the fall gun raffle.
Oh, for sure.
And some other things going on with Thrive.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Right now, let's go with a little bit of Blake Shelton, Some Beach, for
you. Some Beach.
There you go.
Driving down the interstate, running 30 minutes late, singing Margaritaville and minding my own. Some foreign car driving dude with a road rage attitude pulled up beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach, somewhere, there's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there on some beach somewhere. I circle the parking lot trying to find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of nowhere, a Mercedes-Benz came cruising up and whipped right in. Some beach, somewhere, there's nowhere to go and you got all day. Cold margaritas and hot senoritas, smiling with long dark hair on some beach somewhere. Well, I sat in that waiting room, it seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum, and he started drilling before I was numb. Some beach, somewhere, there's a beautiful sunset burning up the atmosphere. Music and dancing and lovers romancing, the salty evening air on some beach somewhere. On some beach somewhere.
some beach. That's going to be my quote for the day.
There you go.
Not only would I like to be laying on some beach.
Yes.
No, that's, I love that song. Good old Blakey.
Yeah, Blake Shelton.
I do want to go back and talk a little bit more about PNM and the partnership that we have with PNM. I haven't really been talking about this one as of late, but we have an amazing opportunity coming up at the end of October for Thrive in Southern New Mexico. And that is PNM has invited Thrive in Southern New Mexico to join them in Albuquerque on October 30th, which is a Saturday. And we are going to be guests at the New Mexico United soccer game, in which volunteers or maybe random selected fans are going to be selected to kick goals. And for every goal that is made from a fan out of, in the stadium, Thrive in Southern New Mexico will receive a donation.
Wow.
And so we're so excited. And I mean, I'm super thrilled. It's like going to a professional game. I just love to watch soccer, and I love to watch football. But this is what a cool and exciting thing for us to be a part of.
Yeah.
And I don't know which news station we are going to be on television, but I know that I received a media packet, and it said, but it didn't state which specific station, but stay tuned, and I'll certainly be sharing that as I get the information, so that way folks in our area can certainly watch and support. But we're so excited about this opportunity. How cool, right?
Right. I think our Alamogordo High School soccer coach and his players should go up to the game and
try
and try to get selected to kick those goals for you.
No kidding. I mean, both the girls and boys teams, I mean, they did phenomenal last year, and I would love it if we could get some people that we know are going to make it.
Let's kick those goals.
Oh my gosh. I mean, but we were just so thrilled that we were selected to participate in this, and out of a bunch of different nonprofits in the state. So it's a huge deal for us, and to be able to share what it is we do for the southern part of the state. So I look forward to learning more about it so that I can share with the community.
Sure.
Yeah, that's coming up. So, Mike, let's talk about our fall gun raffle.
Yeah, let's do.
Everybody loves when we have a gun raffle. I mean, especially in this area of the country, of our state, we have so many hunters and gun enthusiasts and and
folks, target shooters.
Target, and there's a lot of, did you know that there's a lot of sport, there's a gun shooting competitions?
Yeah.
And I think it's really cool. A lot of the people that follow us on Facebook and Instagram will let us know, hey, I want to get a raffle. There's a group of people in Wisconsin that follow us, and they buy their tickets from us for any raffle that we do. So we're super excited that this one is coming up. We have 8 guns that are going to be raffled off on October 1st. We're selling tickets through September 30th, and the tickets are $10 a piece.
Say what?
Say
$10?
What? That's a little inside joke between me and Mike there.
$10 a
ticket? $10 a piece. And we are selling those through the end of September. Drawing will be on October 1st. And we have some amazing guns. Smith & Wesson M&P Shield 9mm, Heritage Rough Rider, Smith & Wesson, I just said that, Ruger 10/22, and let's see, there's a camo rifle. It's really cool for those hunters. And then there's a Springfield Armory XDM Elite. So 9mm, yeah.
Some nice guns you got there and stuff, you know. So, and when you buy a ticket, make sure you can pass the background check.
Please.
That's always helpful and stuff. And all those background checks will be handled by Ace Hardware here in town.
That's correct. So we don't actually have the guns in our possession. We're right. not just handing out guns to random people on the street. Mm-hmm. I know we've been accused of that in the past, but that's not quite
that's
how the law works.
Yeah.
So what we do is when we draw the tickets, the winner will receive a voucher from Thrive. Mm-hmm. They'll take that voucher down to Ace Hardware, and Ace Hardware will then provide a federal background check to determine if you are able to hold a firearm in your possession. So that is all done legally and through the feds by Ace Hardware. So please know that it's not something we're just standing out here on Florida Avenue handing out, you know, because we don't do that.
I might be walking down Florida Avenue with a gun, but I own that gun, so.
So no, it's a really been a successful fundraiser for us in the past with all of the firearm raffles that we've done, and this is not an exception. I mean, we
and this is a little less expensive raffle ticket for this one as well.
It is. It's coming up at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a great way to support our organization, which then in turn supports our local nonprofits.
Right.
So we are very excited. $10 a ticket. That means if you've purchased one in the past, you can buy five.
There you go.
Look how that worked out.
Yeah, that worked out real good, you know. Don't buy a couple of Starbucks and you got a ticket. So
no kidding.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's so crazy. And then we'll wrap up the end of our year with I want to talk a little bit about our campaign.
Yeah.
Our funds allocation is what the nonprofits must go through in order to be a funded nonprofit from Thrive. So that will start opening up in October, November timeframe. So be checking out the Thrive in Southern New Mexico website, which is letsthrivenm.org. If you have questions, you can call us at the office, 437-8400. And we are going to have those applications ready again by the end of the year. The applications will then be due in January. And if you're interested, if you know of a nonprofit that wants to become a partner nonprofit agency with Thrive, I'm telling you, it's one of the best things you could ever do, because you will receive not only free advertising for your agency and the program, but you will receive so much more in terms of donation from the community, because your program will be highlighted through Thrive. Right. What we do is we go out into the community and present all of these nonprofit agencies that receive money through Thrive. So, I mean, again, it's just another way to market whatever it is you are helping our community with. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have, like we've talked about, and they've been guests on our show here, the senior centers in Otero County, the Big Brothers Big Sisters, COPE, Cloudcroft Municipal Schools, their summer youth program, Dolly Parton Imagination Library, Kids Inc., CASA, Love Inc., Zia, Sane. I mean, it just goes on and on. Is there somebody calling to talk to us?
No, it's fax line number 3.
Oh.
Fax answer line 3, please.
I'm like, we're not giving anything away, which we should have.
Yeah.
We should have done something today. But we're very excited about this upcoming campaign. We are officially kicking off our campaign, the Thrive Community Campaign, on September 10th at Day of Caring. But I will tell you that the hospital, Gerald Champion, has already started their campaign on behalf of Thrive. They do the whole month of August, and they're doing really well. I mean, what are we on, the 10th of the month, and they're going strong. We have a $425,000 goal this year. Now, last year was phenomenal. During a pandemic, we did 400 well, we did over 400,000. It was, I want to say $402,000 mm-hmm. that we did. And I mean, how cool is that?
That's awesome.
That is so cool to brag about.
Yeah.
You know, I just love being a part of this community, and mm-hmm. they really stepped up.
Sure.
And we hit that goal. So this year, you know, not to be outdone, we went ahead and raised that goal. Mm-hmm. And $425,000. And, you know, folks, every little bit helps. I've been doing presentations already in the community. I did some last week. And, you know, people will ask, how much do I have to donate? Well, there is no magic number. You donate whatever you are willing to donate. If right. you want to donate a dollar per paycheck, or if you want to donate a couple of bucks a month, an hour of pay a paycheck, or an mm-hmm. hour of pay a month, that way you're not giving such a huge chunk.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it out of your paycheck, it's going to, you're not going to miss it. You just won't miss it.
Right.
And that's what a lot of the businesses in town do. Even if they only have 3 or 4 employees and you want to allow them to do a payroll deduction, we can do mm-hmm. that. If you want to do an automatic deduction out of your credit card, we can do that.
Right.
We make it so simple. And again, only a couple of dollars a month goes such a long way. And I just am so excited about what this campaign is going to do. I mean, I'm already out there pounding the pavement, getting the word across of what our organization does for mm-hmm. these nonprofits.
Oh, absolutely. And when you think about it, you know, you've heard the saying, believe it or not, my grandfather was great at explaining things. You heard the saying, cry me a river. Mm-hmm. Well, what that's basically saying is one drop of water doesn't do a lot, but a whole bunch of drops of water makes a river, you know, and
for
that's
sure.
and that's what this is. A dollar here, a dollar there by a lot of people make $425,000, and we're supporting great campaigns that support people in our community.
Absolutely. And I'm telling you, I know it sounds a lot. I can't wait to hit that $500,000 mark. And mm-hmm. I see that in our near future. You know, this year we have moved into the Lincoln County communities to help support their nonprofits. And so we are getting all kinds of requests and to come in and present what it is we do to help their nonprofits. I'm super thrilled about it.
Oh, absolutely. So let's talk about, what's it take to become a partner agency with Thrive?
Well, you have to be considered from the IRS a 501c3. That you have to have that designation first and foremost. And then a lot of the things that you have to focus on, or a program that you offer to the community, has to fall under education, income stability, or health. And it has to positively impact our local residents. That's the bottom line. Those are the basics. So then there's a process. You fill out this very extensive application, but it's not difficult. It's you're just providing a committee with what it is you do, your financials. Then you allow some of the committee members to come in and tour your facility, if your facility has a place to tour. Dolly Parton Imagination Library, for example, does not have an actual brick and mortar place. Everything is done by mail.
Mm-hmm.
But then this nonprofit agency would then give a presentation to a full funds allocation committee. And this committee, by the way, is made up of just random local citizens that want to be a part of it. You can contact the Thrive office if you're interested in becoming it. We ask you to do a 3-year commitment
mm-hmm.
so that you are you're just helping the community, and it's not just Thrive people selecting.
Right.
It's just anybody in the community that wants to be a part of it. And we usually have about 20 people on the committee, so it's a broad range of different types of people. And it's really interesting to sit there and listen to all of these nonprofits and what they do for the community, because by the end of the third night, after listening to and learning about, you want to give every cent you have to every one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's, it touches your heart. Mm-hmm. Every one of them. And you learn things about what is such a high need in our community that you may not have known before, you know? So it's a very extensive process. Like I said, it goes over the course of about 3 months. Mm-hmm. And then once you're selected as a Thrive partner, then we begin fundraising for you, mm-hmm. for the remainder of the year. And then the folks that receive the funds begin getting that the following year.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we're not going to go out and collect money and then just automatically give you a check. We have to collect it first.
Right.
And that's just how it, that's just the process. Mm-hmm. But it you can ask any of these nonprofit partners of ours that it's it benefits them tremendously.
Right. Sure.
So if you are looking, if you have a nonprofit that you're involved with or that's close to your heart and you're interested in finding out more, you can go to our website. We have information about it all year long. Again, that's letsthrivenm.org. And the applications are not ready yet, mm-hmm. or they're not available to obtain just yet. They will be, I think, October, November timeframe, and that time you can get the application and get started on it. Because it will, it is, like I said, extensive, and it will take you a little time to put it all together. But it's a great thing.
So in other words, I got to get my 501c3, create a sad story, and then fill out the paperwork for MD Me Matter nonprofit, where I help a radio station keep running. So
yeah.
okay, we won't go there. No. So
well, I mean, that would sort of fall under income stability because you're providing jobs.
Well,
and you're providing information to the community.
Education.
Absolutely.
And we ain't going nowhere near health.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, wouldn't do that and stuff. So, well, you know, we're coming into the fall, mm-hmm. and, you know, we talked about 30 days or Day of Caring.
Right.
But we've also, are there other things coming up fundraiser-wise for the organization for Thrive in Southern New Mexico, administrative costs and stuff? Have you got other things coming up?
Yes, we actually, this just was confirmed a couple of weeks ago. We, Thrive in Southern New Mexico, is going to be part of the Gerald Champion Regional Medical Center's annual golf tournament. They have a 2-day golf tournament in November, and I think it's November. I haven't received the paperwork on it yet, but October, November timeframe, we have been chosen to be part of that this year, and we're so thrilled. We've been unable to have our annual golf tournament that we usually have over the last couple of years due to the world shutting down, and then this year it just came and went before we were able to, you know, before the world opened back up. So we've been very fortunate to be included in their golf tournament, and that information will be posted on our website and social media outlets very soon, as soon as everything is put on paper. So I'm super excited to share that information as well.
Cool. So no bowls of fire chili cook-off?
No.
No barbecuing a bowl, nothing like that?
I don't believe that the Great Bowls of Fire Chili Cook-Off, which was a phenomenal fundraiser for us, I don't know that that will ever get to come back due to all of the health restrictions and things like that. It's just, I don't see it happening in the foreseeable future, but that doesn't mean it won't ever. You know, we're just going to have to play all of this pandemic stuff out and see. I mean, if we're not allowed to stand close to each other, how are we allowed to have masses eat together. Mm. You know what I mean? It's yeah. just not going to happen okay, anytime
so,
soon.
So you go up to Cloudcroft in the wintertime, and you have the great snowballs of fight. Great snowball
fight. Oh, that would be fun.
And just have people pay money to get into a snowball fight, and you be on that side, you be on this side.
I don't know that people are going to want to pay money to do that, but I bet they'd pay money to throw snowballs at you.
Okay.
I volunteer.
No, not okay.
I volunteer you, Bob, and John.
There you go. Okay, I'll stand behind John. Anyway, so, all right. Well, sounds good. So we have a lot of things cooking for Thrive in Southern New Mexico. And again, great success on the Stuff the Bus. Happy to see that happen.
Amazing and,
yeah,
success.
And the generosity of some of the people have just been phenomenal during this thing. I was happy to be there when those one check came in and the pledge came in. And, yeah. you know, and then seeing these people. And again, I still say this, one young lady going through school, two kids, not a lot of income, and she still gives to school supplies.
Yep, she sure did.
Yeah, what a sweetheart.
I mean, that's why I love my job, mm-hmm. because I get to witness so many wonderful acts of kindness like mm-hmm. that. And I mean, even going forward into our campaign, yes, that $425,000 sounds like so much, mm-hmm. but man, you get to see all of the warmth and mm-hmm. what people are really capable of in time of need. It's just amazing.
Absolutely. And let's recap Day of Caring one more time.
Day of Caring is happening on September 10th, Friday, September 10th. We are doing our drive-through at the Grace United Methodist Church, one of our wonderful community partners. Mm-hmm. We are still looking for a few more volunteers. If you are interested in volunteering, you can come by the Thrive office and get an application, or you can go to our website, letsthrivenm.org. And this is our 30th year and our 19th year partnering with Holloman Air Force Base.
Yeah.
So we are very excited to continue on that tradition yeah. of helping our seniors that might need a little extra help in their pulling their weeds and trimming their trees and painting their porch post.
Whatever needs to
whatever needs to be done outdoors, we are going to be able to do it as best we can.
And the great thing about this project is you get to see people in the citizens in Alamogordo and Holloman Air Force Base service people come together to work together on projects.
Oh, yeah.
That is such a great thing.
And you get to meet new friends, and mm-hmm. it's fun. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Yep. And all of the volunteers will receive a new Thrive volunteer t-shirt for Day of Caring, mm-hmm. as well as their free lunch. And yeah, it's going to be a blast, like always.
Going to be fun, no doubt about it. No, we'll be happy to be out there chasing people around with it and stuff. So have we missed anything this morning?
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's just what's finishing up the year. I mean, yeah. we've got some stuff coming up next year that we'll have to talk about next time.
Yeah, because yeah, it never stops for Thrive in Southern New Mexico.
It doesn't. You know, everybody's like, isn't this your busy time? I don't know that I ever have a downtime.
Yeah.
I really don't. It's just constant. I'm always two steps ahead. You have to kind of plan ahead and, mm-hmm. you know, what are we going to do to raise money for these nonprofits? And we're constantly doing that.
And another good thing is people don't have to wait until the campaign's going on. They can contribute to Thrive anytime.
They can contribute any time of the year, mm-hmm. and they can contribute however they like. They can do, like I said, payroll deduction. You can do credit card, check, cash, donations. I mean, we might even take diamonds and gold. But
yeah,
we'll see. Okay. We'll discuss it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But anyway,
I would take steaks, but
oh, you know, I would too.
Yeah,
any kind of food, really. Yeah. But no, we are very very willing, and we try to make it as easy for everyone as possible to make any type of donation. And if you can't do a monetary donation, any type of volunteering is also appreciated.
You betcha. And remember, it doesn't have to be a lot. A little can go a long way.
So far.
Yeah, a lot of people giving a little makes a big pot full of stuff. So, and that's what we like.
Absolutely.
Pot full of money or pot full of help.
We'll take both. Yep.
No doubt about it. So, Thrive in Southern New Mexico, Live with Thrive this is August, September. So second week in September. I gotta look over here.
At your calendar.
That'll be the 14th.
And I have Dr. Ken Moore as my guest in September.
All right.
He is, as we all know, been appointed the new superintendent of Alamogordo Public Schools. Mm-hmm. He is a dear friend and a brother in Christ. Mm-hmm. And I believe we've taken some classes together. We were in the leadership class together. He's just a really great guy. We just end up in certain things together, and so we've gotten to know each other pretty well, him and his wife. So I'm super looking forward to having him as my guest next month.
No, that sounds like a good time. Anything else?
I think we've pretty much covered it for now. Like I said, I'm sure I'll have a whole lot of stuff to talk about here in the next month or two for next year. So,
well, and again, one more time, don't remember this.
Thrive's 30th annual Day of Caring event is to connect homeowners in need with volunteers ready to help complete projects for the overall benefit of our community. Beginning Friday, September 10th at 7:30 a.m., volunteers will head out to predetermined work sites to complete various chores for seniors and veterans throughout Otero County. Over 75 locations and over 500 volunteers have signed up for this year's event. Thrive in Southern New Mexico is celebrating serving our community for over 30 years.
And there you go.
There you go.
Live with Thrive with Stephanie Hale. A lot of fun.
I appreciate you hanging out with me today. It was kind of like a little vacation. I didn't have to remember which buttons on the board to push. Uh-huh. So thank you, Mike. It's been a pleasure, and I appreciate everyone listening. And again, join us next month on September 14th as we will be chatting with Dr. Ken Moore of Alamogordo Public Schools.
There you go. Live with Thrive next week. I'm Mike Gerler. She's Stephanie Hale. And we'll do this again
sometime. We'll do this again.
Sounds good. Live with Thrive.
You've been listening to the Live with Thrive show with your host, Stephanie Hale of Thrive in Southern New Mexico. Catch the Live with Thrive show the second Tuesday of each month on KHII Active Radio, 88.9 Plowcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 Ruidoso.